Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Sergeant Ron Helis, his family, and all our first responders. It's SoCal's number one for new country K-Frog. And on the phone right now, Jenny, very excited about this.
It's Lady Antebellum, and we got all three.
Good morning, Lady A.
Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Doing great, and not as good as you three. You guys have had a great year, a different new label, new producer. We didn't go broke in Las Vegas during the residency. Congratulations.
God. You don't know the details of that, but we might have.
I'm just assuming because you guys can still afford the cell phone bill to call in this morning.
Exactly. No, it's been fun. It's been a bit of a reset for us as a band. I mean, signing with Big Machines, giving us a lot of new energy and confidence in what we do as a band, and working with Dan Huff for our first time was a whole new process. So I feel like we've gotten our mojo back with our fearlessness of making music and great art that we just believe in. So,
well, the proof is in the pudding with the first hit, What If I Never Get Over You. It's a beautiful song, the new album Ocean coming out November 15th. But yeah, What If I Never Get Over You. Oh my God, I think about every ex-girlfriend ever every time I hear that. Just heartbreaking.
Are you not over all of them?
No, I'm not over any of them. Okay. That's how powerful that song is.
Thank you. That one was one of the most, like, I don't know, just relatable lyric. I feel like anytime you've ever break up from someone that you were just head over heels in love with, and you're in that season of trying to move on, you ask yourself all of those questions, like, is time going to do what everybody says time is supposed to do, and that it's going to, you know, heal? And I just think that it's definitely relatable, for people who are just out of a really hard breakup.
Absolutely, and that's something I think everyone has gone through, and it definitely, I mean, we can all relate to it, and it tears at the heartstrings, which
right.
is, that's a good song when it does something like that.
And this whole album, it seems like you guys are more vulnerable, and there's so much emotion involved in this.
Well, you know, we've definitely been through a lot of life, we feel like, you know, over the past 13 years, and life changes with kids, and just in our relationship, and, you know, we really wanted to put it all out there. You know, we feel like this is the record that, you know, all these past years have kind of led up to, and you know, we feel like too, that's when we're at our best, is if we're honest and vulnerable, you know, and talking about where we are right now. And there's some deep stuff on this record, some subject matter that, you know, I think when people hear it, are like, wow, you know, they kind of went there and actually said it. And so, you know, I really want people to find some, you know, something they could relate to, but hopefully find a little bit of comfort in it that, you know, we're all going through the same things. But we definitely feel like this is trying to get back to the sound of those first couple records, you know, that the fans kind of got into us for. And I really do think this is one of the best ones we've made in a long time.
Well, we can't wait to listen to it and find out for ourselves. The new album, Ocean, comes out November 15th. We're talking to Lady Antebellum, all three of them joining us. And hang tight, guys. We're going to rejoin you here in about 10, 15 minutes on K-Frog. We got to get back to the music. Everything is going to be all right. 1 year after the borderline shooting, we are honoring those that we lost today. And we want to thank Sergeant Ron Helis, his family, and all of our first responders. It's SoCal's number one for new country K-Frog.
Because we are country strong. And speaking of country, Lady A is still on the phone with us. Thank you guys for holding. Now, I know it's really tough when you have to go out on the road, and this song really encompasses all of that. Tell me about the song, What I'm Leaving For.
Yeah, well, that one is, one of the most present. I mean, we literally did that last night. We loaded up on the bus, and I left my husband and my three little girls at home to wake up in Detroit this morning and play a show tonight. And I think, you know, that is an example of it being the most present song for us, just because it's what we do almost on a weekly basis. And wanting our children to know, like, our why. Like, why are we leaving, and what it's for. And it's to provide for them, but also deeper to show them that it's so important to go and do what you feel called to do, what you've been put on this earth to do. And so we loved being able to show everybody a little inside view of all of our households and our little ones, and you know, how there's one scene that I think of every time we talk about this song and this video, and it's one of my twins. Her name is Betsy, and she's running down the hill in our backyard, and you see her little cheeks just like in slow motion, just like shake. And it's such a sweet time for us and with our kids and the ages that they are. And you know, selfishly, this video is also a little timestamp for us to be able to always look back on and see our kids at this stage, which will be really precious, I think, over the years, you know, moving forward.
We're speaking with Lady A, their new album, finally, new music from Lady Antebellum, coming out November 15th, just a couple days away. And on this album, you guys collaborated with Little Big Town. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I keep thinking of that scene from Anchorman when all the different news teams come together and battle. I see you two battling in studio.
A battle of the bands, yeah. Whose harmony is better?
Yeah.
We've known them for a long time. I mean, we've obviously started our career, around the same time and kind of came up and have always been great friends with them and gotten to know them really well. So we've never done a collaboration on a Lady A record before. So this is our first time having somebody featured, and we thought, hey, the more the merrier. Might as well get another four voices in there and make it a big seven-part harmony. So it was fun watching them and their process of the way Karen and Jimmy kind of split up, and then Philip and Kim are kind of on different parts. It was a master class in vocals. So
yes.
it was a really fun day.
Yeah, we can only. Oh, I can't wait to hear. We both can't wait to hear this song.
I'm like, oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, the thing that wrecks you, we can only imagine. I mean, that's seven beautiful voices on one
track. Oh, gosh, yeah.
You guys are performing coming up on the 13th CMA Awards with Halsey, and a lot of people are excited about this collaboration as well.
Yeah, man, this is going to be pretty cool. We're, you know, it came together really organically, and we're big fans of hers. And we didn't even know we were on her radar, and it's just, you know, we really want to create an artistic moment. You know, I think it'll be, for her fans too, it'll be something that, you know, they probably haven't seen her like this either. And so we're kind of dreaming big on this one. I think this is, looking forward to it, and hopefully, obviously, we're getting to perform our new single, What If I Never Get Over You, and, you know, it's by no stretch of the imagination, you know, the timing of our record coming 2 days after the CMAs is by no mistake. So, you know, you watch us on TV, and then hopefully remember to go get the record a couple of days later. But we really are excited for this. It's going to be a busy month, but a really fun, exciting month for us.
Yeah, how nice of the CMAs to work around y'all's schedule. I mean, that's so kind of them. The new album, November 15th, it's called Ocean. Lady Antebellum, congratulations on a wonderful 2019.
Thank you so much, y'all.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.